Well, Roy, an historic day for the Crows women's AFL team yesterday with their first official training session. To find out how it went, let's welcome one of their star players, Talia Redan, and she joins us now. Talia, how did you pull up this morning?
Hi, Roy and Vix. I'm a bit sore today, but we spent a bit of time in the ice baths last night, so I'm probably better than what I could be, but we've been on a bit of a program ourselves anyway, so it wasn't as bad as what it could have been.
Tell us how it works as well. There's a few logistical issues because you've got some players in the Northern Territory and some in Adelaide. How do you overcome that?
Yeah, we do. So we're pretty lucky. We have identical training programs. So at the moment, we're just doing whatever we can possible to stay in touch with the Northern Territory girls. And we sort of FaceTime them and Skype them before trainings. And because they're on an identical program, we literally do the same drills, the same running, everything in every training. So when we come together on the training camps and any AFL events, it's pretty easy to mix together. So we're really looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a bit different, but I think it'll work really well.
Tully, we'll get back to that, but congratulations. I know you're a Crows girl. You love the Crows. How excited
were
you?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, it was the most elated I've ever been in my life, I have to say. Just hearing my name read out for the Adelaide Footy Club. So, I've grown up and been to footy park since I was 6 years old, and I can remember the 97 and 98 premierships and celebrating with my family. And I think we're a bit long overdue, but it might be nice to get a women's and a men's one in the same year, I think.
Wow.
That might be nice. But, I'm very lucky because it's a bit of a unique thing to be drafted to the team that you support. So I know not many of the boys get a chance to do that. So, I'm certainly very grateful for the chance that the Crows have given me.
Well, you have picked 58. Now I digress. Was Skippity Doo, my little partner here, one of your, have you bottled your game, Talia, on Zippity Doo here?
I wouldn't want to do that.
Hey?
Have I what, sorry?
Have you modelled your game on my little partner here, Zippity Doo?
On Bix.
Yeah, you don't have to answer that, Talia.
I like to think so, Bix. I like to go in a bit nice and hard and get in and under and do the non-pretty things. Isn't that what you were known for?
Well, yes.
The hard work, yeah.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about how you came to be in Adelaide because, you've been living in Canberra and you're working up there as a policy advisor. How did your route end up at Adelaide?
Yeah, so, obviously grew up in Adelaide and went to uni and school there. And then, unfortunately, it was a little bit tough to get a job straight out of uni at that time. So I headed over to Canberra and packed up my bags and gave it a good shot. And luckily enough, the footy programs are pretty good up there. So I was part of the Giants Academy. And then being able to go into the New South Wales ACT Rams program, I was lucky that they had that established up there for a non sort of traditional footy state. Then I was lucky enough that the Crows were interested in me, and it just so happened that I could manage to get some work down in Adelaide again. So, it was a pretty easy decision to be able to come home. I'm still pinching myself.
So what's your career, Talia? What do you do?
I work for the government, so I do advising a bit of policy advising. I can't go into too much detail about that one. Sorry, guys.
Hang on. Yeah. A little bit of secret squirrel there, Tim.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well,
but I'm pretty lucky. I've got a great boss who's willing to work with the Adelaide Footy Club. So, I've got a great arrangement. So, it's probably a lot of us are going to have to manage that in this semi-professional space. So, it'll work well.
Excellent.
I have no doubt there. Yeah.
What are your contact hours? What are the requirements? So give us a normal week, if you like, in pre-season, Talia.
Yeah. So at the moment, we have 9 full-time contact hours where we're required to be at the club. We have our formal trainings down at West Lakes on Monday evenings, Wednesdays and Fridays. And then in between that space, we're expected to do our own weights programs and some additional running programs. Mm-hmm. So generally, I'm down at the club 5 days a week. And then, we do that outside of work hours, obviously. And then, you know, Saturday is sort of like a bit of a flush run for us, so just to get the legs moving. And then we get Sundays off, which is always nice. Yeah, but it's generally, you know, we're certainly taking that next step into the professional realm. So I wouldn't expect the load to be any lighter than that. And I think because we're becoming, you know, into that professional space so quickly, I think we'll really, the standard will grow quicker than what people probably think.
What about using the facilities down there? They've got fantastic facilities down at Amy Stadium, and of course you share them with the guys down there. Do you cross paths at all and talk footy?
I haven't yet because I have to go down sort of later after work. But a lot of the girls have been around the boys. I did see one or two of the boys doing some recovery yesterday after their session. So I think we'll be sharing some of the pain of the ice bath, to be honest. But yeah, I think it's really nice to have that real one club feel. I know we've got a different playing strip, but we really feel like we're part of the Adelaide Footy Club together. And I think it's just going to be great to be able to grow that for the Crows.
And tell us about your AFL background, because initially you've played a lot of netball and you got some injuries playing netball and you looked at footy, is that correct?
Yeah, I did. So I had two knee reconstructions playing netball, and I was playing in the State League and Reserve down in South Australia. And it was just something that, because footy was my real love, I guess, I sort of took some time away and finished up my law degree, and then I thought, oh, I might go into footy. And I started off out at Greenacres, actually, in the Sawfall. So I've just been working my way up since then, and it wasn't really until the last 2 years that when the AFL Women's League became a reality that I really started to believe that it could be real. So, I've had a little bit of a different pathway into footy, but I think the thing that really stands out for all of us is that footy was always our real love. A lot of us come from different sports, but we just never had the chance to play it. So, for me, like, footy is just my life. I breathe it. So it was a pretty easy thing to be able to go into football, that's for sure.
Well, we can just really hear your excitement, Tully. And look, I was slow on the uptake with it. I didn't want to see girls get hurt and smash in. But you're now semi-professional. You're going to be fit as fiddles. You know, it's going to be an elite competition for you girls. You can't help but get on board, Tully. And we're that excited about your season ahead. Erin Phillips, when does she rock up? Because I tell you what, there's a few of us excited about her too.
Yeah, we're pretty excited. She gets here next week.
Oh, good.
So she'll be on the training track Monday, I think. So you'll have to come down and have a look. But she's fit and raring to go. Yeah. She's really excited. So we've chatted with her a little bit. So, she's very excited to be pulling on the number 13 too, I hear.
Oh, what number have you got then?
I've got number 6.
Oh, so, Tony Modra.
Good old Mon. See?
Well, poor old Jake Lever.
I love Jakey Lever. Actually, I'll probably play a pretty similar position to Jakey Lever when we start playing, so that might fit well.
So you're good with the dogs, are you? Because he's good with the dogs, Talia.
Oh, I think so. I like to think so. Yeah. Oh,
okay. Yep. Well, hang on. So, Talia should be number 12.
Daniel Talia.
Yeah, I did consider that, and I've got the same spelling too. So
good girl.
We did think about that, but no, I thought number 6 was a nice special number. As a long-time lover of the footy club.
Yeah, well, Talia, we can hear the excitement in your voice. We're certainly excited as well. Congratulations on your, your arrival and your starting of your training for the new season. It promises to be absolutely fantastic, and no doubt we'll catch up with you throughout the season.
Thanks, Rowan Vicks. Appreciate your time.
How good is that? Living a dream.
Talia,
you know what? The more I speak, the more excited I get for these girls.
Well, it's interesting,
Bloody
isn't it?
Exciting.
Because what Talia said about the girls who footy is their first love,
their
but
first
they just
love.
Have never had the opportunity. And so, how many people out there are like that? And how many young girls growing up now won't have to go to other sports if their first love is footy? There's going to be an outlet for them to go and play and do what they do. So that was really interesting stuff. Talia Redan there, one of the Adelaide Crows recruits.